Kellyanne Maycock is a young woman who took up a new hobby in 2023. She taught herself how to crochet, starting with simple projects. But as Remembrance Day approached that year, she wanted to make a poppy for her mother to honor the strong family military history. Little did she know that poppy would make thousands of dollars for the Wellington Legion in the future. We chatted about her hobby and her journey.
Kellyanne Maycock, when did you start crocheting?
I started crocheting in January of 2023.
And did you start the poppies right away, or were you doing
it? No, things? So I learned how to crochet, so I did a bunch of little things in between, and then by November of that year, I had made just two, one for myself and one for my mother, and we got a number of compliments on them, which is what gave me the idea that the following year, I would make them and sell them and donate all of the money. So I was making them by November of 2023 for the first time.
And where did you get the pattern, or did you just design it yourself?
I actually did find the pattern online. It was a pattern just that was advertised as free crochet pattern for charity. It was originally written in UK crochet terms, so I did translate it to US crochet terms. And I do believe it was in UK terms because it resembles more of a British poppy than the standard Canadian four-petal poppy.
Right. What inspired you to do poppies?
Well, and this is also what inspires me to donate to the Wellington Legion for the past couple of years. My mother grew up in a military family, so her father and his father, they were all in the military. My uncle is still currently in the military, so it's very important to my mom. So that is what inspired me to just make one for her and me to begin with, because I thought it would be something she would like.
And then you realized that everybody was complimenting you, so how many did you make the first year?
The first year, I made 95. 94 of them were sold, and one of them was gifted to the Wellington Legion.
And the second year, how many did you make?
I made 185.
Wow, that's quite a bit. And the first year, you made, I think, $900?
The first year, I donated $850, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And the second year, well, that would be this year.
That would be this year. Yeah, that was $2,145.
Wow.
That, and 225 of those dollars were given to me extra from people who had purchased, or people that had purchased previously that, all because they didn't need a new poppy, mm-hmm. just wanted to give me some extra money to donate.
Lovely.
So 225 of that was just extra to donate.
Right. And how much were you selling them for?
So the first year I sold them for $8 each. My intention was for it just to be a little bit more than people would throw in the box. Mm-hmm. And then I got a lot of feedback that, one, I could raise the price, mm-hmm. and two, that $8 was a little bit hard for people just with the coins and everything. So this year I sold them for $10 each.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Made it a lot easier.
Now, you live in Belleville, you work in Picton, and you donated the money to the Wellington Legion. Now, why did that happen?
I was born and raised in Picton. This is my hometown. My grandfather was a member of the Wellington Legion, which is why I donated to Wellington. I only moved to Belleville, actually, the year I started crocheting. I started crocheting in January of 2023. I moved to Belleville in February mm-hmm. of 2023. So I haven't been there very long. But Picton is my hometown, and Wellington is the Legion that my grandfather was a member of.
And he was obviously in the military.
Yes.
And served what, in World War?
I do know he was in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. in addition to being in other places. I know that when my mom was growing up, he was stationed in Germany at one point. He was stationed in, he was in Shiloh, Manitoba as well. So those are just two places I know off the top of my head she grew up,
right.
because she had to move with
sure.
her family. But he was from Toronto. My Nana, his wife, was from Wellington. And so when he retired, they settled in Wellington.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, because that's where, you know, he had to move around so much.
Yeah.
in the early portion of their life with being in the military. So when they retired, they decided they were going to be closer to her family.
And do you think you'll do this project again for next year?
I will. I already have people asking for some for next year.
Would she turn this into a business? No, it's clearly a hobby from the heart. For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.